This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So, of course, you know, on the set of Wild Things, we're filming the famous scene. You know the one. It's me, it's Denise Richards, and it's Neve Schulman. And we're getting into it. We're getting hot and heavy. And I start to go, you know, Neve, you don't look much like your audition tape. And he's like, starts covering, going like, oh, yeah, well, you know, people look different person all the time, you know. And I'm going, I think you sent me a different tape, like a picture of someone else, and pretend that's you. And Neve is going like, that doesn't happen, does it? And okay, I'm going like, I'm going, well, I think that does happen, you know. I think you did it. And I think the story of people doing that might be a good idea for a fake movie and a fake TV show. And then he goes, oh, I don't think that would work.
Really?
Flash forward. Catfish.
Yeah. Oh. You just, wow, that's how that got going.
And from Wild Things, while I was making out with them,
yeah,
and we were, you know, touching
and,
each other.
And it was the big scene, right? The main scene.
The famous scene that we all think of.
Yeah.
The one.
Courtroom.
Where I'm teaching. Oh, yes.
Oh, okay, yeah. There's a couple different scenes, I guess.
Yeah. I'm like teaching a class, like a basket weaving class. And right. Denise is there. She's struggling a little bit to get the weave correct.
Yeah.
It's like a really tough wicker. And then Neve, of course, is a natural. And I'm going, Neve, why don't you show Denise how you did it? And then I go, now show her on me. And then I go, now I'll show on you.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all start,
doing the deed,
weaving,
right?
Weaving baskets.
Weaving baskets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, well, welcome to Hollywood Handbook. Insider guide, kick butt, drop name, the red carpet, line by hallway, the industry we call showbiz. This is What Up, What Up. This is the Hollywood Handbook. I'm Sean Clemens, and Hayes Davenport, as always, is busy doing something else. So we're going to get him on the phone, but right now, we got some good guests, you probably recognize their voices already. We are here with the Scuzz Man and my former writing partner, Dominic Dirkus. And Dom, how's everything been? And I'm sorry that I dropped your ass and then I ditched your ass.
No, everything's been okay. I mean, it's good to see you. We don't actually see each other
well,
as often as we used to.
Well, it's good to be seen when you look like me. And I'm sorry that I ditched your ass, dropped your ass, and then I had to toss you in the dumpster. And you understand why that happened, right?
I do understand why it happened. I wish that it had been executed in a different way.
Not in front of your family?
Not in front of my family. Yeah. You invited my family to the office.
Yeah.
You said, hey, bring them by the office. We can show them the sets. We can show them
it as like it was going to be a surprise party. That's what I told your family. And then I was like, the surprise is you're fucking fired. And and the party is I'm going to have it alone when you guys get out of here. Just me, Neve Schulman, and Denise Richards.
Yeah, that's right. And I guess that's what I took issue with. At the time, there was a lot of anger. But I've actually been I've been good. Things have been really good.
Yeah, you're with this clown. You're hanging with this
Yeah, I found
man.
A new writing partner.
Yeah, he's been real good, okay?
Oh,
He's
okay.
Upgraded.
Okay, and I don't need to get into that, whether the Scuzz Man's a better writing partner than me or I'm better than him. I try not
to compare, honestly. I just kind of think about, like, my experience in this, you know, because the Scuzz Man, I feel like his – you guys just work very differently. I bet.
Right.
I work in Hollywood, and he works somewhere, you know,
on the beach.
Abandoned bus in Long Beach.
Yeah. We've been having good times in that bus, right?
We have. It's been hot. It's been hot at times, but
I have the heat on.
Now, the Scuzz Bus Twitter went down for a couple months. I assume that was due to some sort of incarceration.
Yes. I went to jail for a couple of months because of check fraud.
Oh, okay.
I was forging a lot of checks, and then they got me.
Yeah. How'd they get you?
Well, they just came to the bus, and they saw all the equipment that I had.
You had all your check equipment out. Yeah.
The beach cop that came to the bus, he was just like, well, first off, he was like, you can't have your bus here.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, but he says that
which
every
I
day.
Have
yeah,
to fight all the time.
That.
And then he just found all the bunch of, like, you know, the X-Acto knives and checks that I had lying around. He was like, You're getting booked.
Cops always have their eye out for check fraud, you know?
Like, yeah.
Well,
it's
that's
just like,
the
relax,
primary.
Let me have fun
at
the beach. That's the beach crime that you're going to find most of the time.
Right.
People think it's, you know, stealing wallets out of people's shoes. They forget to tuck it all the way in the front of the shoe.
Yeah.
People think that it is, you know, stealing wave runners, stealing Sea-Doos, stealing boats.
Mm-hmm. Pulling tops down.
Scuzz, man!
Oh, there we go.
Hey, man.
Straight up shark and chicks. That's what the Scuzz man's known for. But none of those crimes actually happen. The one thing that does happen on the beach is people are writing bad checks to the sort of fruit vendors and stuff. Scuzz man can testify to that and has had to testify.
Oh, yeah, you've had to. Yeah, you had a whole trial.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you pled not guilty and you went to trial, but they had you dead to rights.
Talk about some of the celebrity character witnesses that came to your trial.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people that you had worked with came out just to talk in support of your character.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I mean, I was there, but I'm not a celebrity.
Yeah.
No, you were there. And thank you for that. Thank you for being there.
No problem.
Really helped.
Robert Duvall was there.
Duvall was there.
Josh Radnor, right?
Josh Radnor, of course.
The Rad Man.
You know, Nick Jonas was there.
Mm-hmm. Joe actually turned you down cold.
Joe,
he said, I'm not coming.
Yeah,
you don't want me to say what I'm going to say.
I tried to get all three of them, and they were like, no, we don't do that anymore.
Even the bonus Jonas?
Yeah, bonus Jonas, too.
Well, this is all well and good, but, you know, you've said that Scuzzman has a little bit of a different work style than I do.
Yeah.
And talk a little bit about that, because I'm just curious. I'm always curious about people's process. That's part of what we do on this show is we talk about the process. You know, we're translucent
about
the industry.
Yeah. So I guess, like I said, not to compare quality-wise, but like from my experience, I find that when I write with Scuzzman, a lot more of the stuff that I was kind of pitching and saying should maybe be in the script winds up in the script.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, he kind of takes my thoughts and I feel like like I watch you consider them and then, you know, give them kind of a thoughtful response.
How does he get your thoughts? Like, how do they get to him?
Well, he will say, what do you think about this? And that's just the first time he said that. I mean, you remember when you said, I said, all right, time to write. And I immediately I sat down at the computer and I did the kind of like rigid posture that you taught me.
But shouldn't he be telling you what you think about it?
No. That's not your way. Scuzzman, you said writing is collaboration is something that he said.
Well, tell me he at least has forced you to maintain the posture.
I it took me a while to actually feel comfortable not maintaining the posture because you had that kind of brace that you used to kind of teach me how to sit up. And so I kind of got used to that. But then also, like, he doesn't wrap my knuckles with a ruler.
The most common letter in the English language is the letter S. It's the most popular letter.
Uh-huh.
And so
I know this.
If you want to write something popular, maybe you should be shaped like an S. And so that's what I would do to my writing partner, Dominic, because I would put him in this brace that sort of contorted his body into an S shape. To allow him to write from the standpoint of the letter that people most want to see.
And that logic made sense to me at the time. Like, I
this
truly.
Is sort of making sense to me a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, no, Scuzzman, I don't want to. I don't want to go back to that. I really. And it's
I don't know.
Scuzzman, don't give him the brace. It's a respect. And also just we've been. Splitting the paychecks. We actually sold a show recently.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
We sold a beach comedy.
Where? Friggin' Scoostoo or Scabida or Nutflix or one of these fake channels?
It's Amazon. Was it Amazon?
It was Amazon. Yeah, it was Amazon.
Oh, yeah. The one right next to my friggin' groceries.
Uh-huh.
They do shows as well.
I get my groceries, and then I friggin' order the Scuzzman special. Is that what I'm doing?
Amazon's
you had, can.
You can't. Yes, that's, yeah, you happen to hit on a product.
But, yeah, you can get that there. You can get a lot of Scuzzman products on Amazon.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your brand. You've been expanding it. What are some of the latest Scuzzman products that you're rolling out? I know Scuzzman paper towels have done very well for you.
The paper towels have been a big hit.
Mm-hmm.
They're super absorbent.
Well, I can describe this to everyone. It's a beach towel.
Right.
That looks like a sheet of notebook paper.
Yeah.
Right. So paper towels.
Right.
Sort of a clever name. But I think people who are accidentally ordering them in bulk thinking that they're getting like rolls of paper towels.
Well, and you get like a big beach towel that looks like just wide ruled, like, yeah, paper from like grammar school.
Yeah, and it is paper. It is that.
That's right. It's thin,
too.
It's paper.
It is a beach towel that's made out of paper. And, but you can get a bunch of them. And then you have a bunch of paper towels lying around. So, you know.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. It's a confusing way to say it, but I get that. So that's done a lot for you.
Man, they're flying off the shelves, I'll tell you that much.
The Scuzzman brand has been helpful, like, because when we go into meetings to pitch, you know, and we've been, like, trying to, like, sell shows, like we would do sometimes, Sean.
Yeah, yeah.
I find that, like, with Scuzzman, you kind of go in there with a cool energy. You're greeting the people. The kind of executives, like, seem to like your personality. You're warm. When I would go into pitch with Sean.
First mistake.
Handing out beers.
Sean walks in with like a newspaper and he sits in the corner and he opens up the newspaper and like starts reading it. And then
I read the whole thing. I read the whole thing.
It's like the Wall Street Journal. It's like a very thick kind of newspaper.
And if they're still there when I'm done, I fold it up quietly and I say, let's do this again sometime.
Yes.
And I leave.
And meanwhile, I have a suitcase in my lap. He wants me to sit on their couch and have a suitcase in my lap and like not open it and just kind of wait. And it's a weird, it never felt good. Like leaving those pitches never felt like they got a clean idea of what the show was or who
we
were.
What do you guys do? You walk in, just tell them the show, give them the show.
Well, Scuzzman does kind of a funny bit that he does at every any meeting we have, you just kind of take over the office a little bit. You go, is this my desk? And then you kind of start rummaging around in the desk. You kick your feet up on it.
Right. I pick up like stuff on the desk and I like might like, you know, just like put it in front of my tits.
Your tits.
And just
be like, you'll take pictures
just be
of
like,
their
ooh, look at me.
That they have.
Look
you'll take pictures of their like kids and wife.
Yeah.
You put them in the
yeah, and I'll
tits.
Be like, oh man, I'm cheating on you. Yeah, your wife is cheating on you with me.
With my tits, yeah.
With my tits, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and they love it. Yeah. It goes over.
Yeah, it goes really over well. Pretty good. Whoa.
Oh, wow. What's that music?
Oh, shit. Whoa.
Oh, no. Are we getting... We're expecting a business call on a Saturday.
Tell me this is
happening.
We have like a kind of cool competitive
who
bidding situation.
Who is it? Amazon, the friggin' grocery man?
It's my Amazon sales agent. And, well, she's just probably telling me to like start making more of those paper towels.
Yeah, they call me up and they go, hey, man, get to work. We're seeing a lot of sales.
Okay, so you freaking are pretending you maybe sold a show, and then what else? Are you saying you're working on a movie or something?
Oh, yeah.
We got a couple movies, movie ideas, another beach comedy. We really have – that's the other thing, too. We're kind of staying in a niche. I feel like with us, we were always having a lot of different genres. We'd have a Western. We'd have a horror thing. We'd have – you know. Because you wanted to spread it around.
I'm playing roulette, baby.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You always had that wheel that we'd have to spin to see what genre our next project would be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, that, I don't know. I like idea, too.
Scuzzman, I'm not bringing these ideas
wheel.
Up so that you integrate them into our partnership.
I'm a gambler.
I do know you're a gambler. Yeah, Scuzzman, that is the one thing that's also different is in, like, because when we get paid for selling a show or something, we actually kind of split the check down the middle.
Yeah, you said that before.
Yeah.
But how then does Scuzzman get 80%?
That's what I'm saying, I guess, is that he doesn't get 80%. He gets 50%, and I get 50%.
It feels like we're talking past each other.
Well, and I learned a couple of things about the Writers Guild, too, is that there is no such thing as a partnership tax. Like, there's not a 10% writing partnership
tax.
Man,
you don't want to mess around with that cult.
The Writers
Guild? Oh, that's a goddamn cult, man.
Sure, yeah, I guess.
You know, everybody there is, like, obsessed with, like, we all have the same rules. It's like, you want to be in the friggin' my guild.
Are you starting your own writers union, or?
I'm trying to, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So far, it's me, Charlton Heston, and we're looking, we've got some prospects for some other dudes.
How's Charlton?
Or chicks.
Okay, so you're open to chicks.
Yeah.
Do you have health insurance?
Okay, well, that's a great question. And it's a complicated one. We had something lined up that very recently fell through.
Okay.
We had like a really promising healthcare thing that we were counting on and just went belly up at the last minute, you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I've heard something. Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
okay,
well, kind of got hit with the rope-a-dope a little bit by somebody. And so that, you know,
you were
but,
on that
we're,
side of that.
But
okay,
we're still
yeah.
fighting.
Sure. Yeah, fight the good fight.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah,
because
no, I need.
It's just a quick, it's a setback, but we're not defeated.
No, you
I need
have to
health
persist.
And
you
I
have
need
to,
health insurance, so.
Yes. Yes, you you declined the Writers Guild health insurance.
I declined it.
He declined it outright.
Because it didn't cover, you know, your particular disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, you're a gambler. But, yeah, your disorder is very specific. It's actually not like – it's kind of a – it's a lot of different symptoms.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, my understanding of it as I know – I've obviously run some tests on Scuzzman. We are all very fascinated by what's going on with him.
Oh, you sent those samples over?
There's a lot of sand in his blood.
Yeah.
I think there's something – The Scuzz bus has like some sort of ventilation system that lets a lot of the sand in, and he's breathing so much in his sleep that it gets absorbed into his bloodstream.
Yeah, somehow the sand is making its way to from his lungs into his bloodstream. Mm-hmm. It's becoming like a
Well, it's a short trip to the heart from there, and then and, you know that'll basically blast it anywhere. And so,
that sand is really it's gonna kill me. But I love it too much.
Yeah.
I love it.
The curse of the beach.
Yeah.
So you guys, you've sold multiple beach movies and multiple beach television shows. And, you know, I couldn't be happier for you. And I'm actually doing really good, too.
Yeah, how's it going for you?
Yeah.
It's so good. The healthcare thing was a setback. And Charlton's not doing well either.
Yeah, but I was going to say, how's he holding up?
It's not good.
Okay.
I have lined up an idea for a web series that is going to completely disrupt the industry.
Oh, wow.
It's so disruptive.
That's interesting.
It's a web series, but it's also an app.
Okay.
But it's also like an instrument.
It's an instrument.
Whoa. Yeah.
So is it interactive? Am I like playing – like how is it an instrument, I guess? That's the part I have trouble seeing.
Have you ever seen when the new girl will play the ukulele?
Oh, sure. Of course. Yeah.
Okay.
On YouTube.
So I'm sort of doing that. And you can play the ukulele that I'm playing. And I'm singing like a song.
Okay. So the show I'm seeing, just so I'm clear, what I'm seeing is you with a ukulele in your hand.
Well, it's an app.
I'm sorry. Yes, it's an app. And in the app, I'm looking at a video of you playing the ukulele.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm
playing like I'm Yours by Jason Mraz.
Oh, that's cute. That's kind of a cute, plucky song.
Great song.
Yeah, it's a great song.
On cassette.
Will you done me? You know, it's that.
Yeah. And so then I can pluck in the app. I can pluck in the app, and that will make you pluck the strings?
Yeah. So you can start touching the strings during what is a very funny, cool web series. And it's just an idea right now.
Yeah,
We're in the early stages. But you can touch the strings and make them make a different noise to ruin the song while you're opening the app.
Right.
It's not compatible with any phones that we currently have.
Sure.
But I think phones are always changing.
That's right.
And so it'll also be a series you can watch on the web through your app that's not phone-based as of yet.
Okay.
And I do not have the rights to that song.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Or any song. But I've got kind of a sound-alike idea where I just change like every fifth word.
That's not bad. And keep the notes the same?
can't do the notes. That, I've gone down that road, and I had the same idea. And
okay,
I'm happy you said that,
because
I felt silly when I, like, they made me seem like I'm an idiot. No, you can't keep the notes the same. But I had the same question. Can I keep the notes the same?
Just change the word.
Yeah. But my thing was like, well, the notes are going to change anyway when people start using this app.
Right.
And ruining the song while I play it. But they were like, that doesn't matter.
Do you know what the web series is going to be about that I'm watching while all this kind of ukulele stuff is happening?
Yeah, me and my buddies are trying to get laid, trying to make it in LA.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, looking for love on the east side.
We've been thinking of, the east side, yeah. You know, we've been on the east side of Los Angeles just thinking, like, there's so many locations that, like, would be so cool to film.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And well, me and my young buddies always have these crazy dating stories.
Yes. Silver Lake is like my playground.
Yeah, it's a hotbed for all those guys and their dates.
Yeah, it's you walk around Silver Lake, you can't throw a rock without hitting some guy on a date.
It's like a whole new world to me because I'm used to just, you know, the beach, and then I like go a little bit more inland and I'm like, oh, wow, there's like desert and mountains and lakes.
Well, I don't want to talk about that.
Houses.
Well, I don't want to talk about that. So, you know, part of the reason I brought you guys in here is obviously you're expert fighters and you're very strong and tough. And
yeah, that's, right.
That's something we've always had in common, whether you're selling shows and whether my thing is in turnaround. Whether I'm disrupting or you're, you know, doing the old media, which is kind of dying. It doesn't matter. What matters is that we're all tough and strong. We're all tough, strong white guys.
Yeah.
And which is some of the toughest thing you can be.
Absolutely.
And so what we're going to do now is
no doubt about
talk
it.
To
on the record, yes.
Talk to my homeboy Hayes, who you thought, oh, Hayes isn't here, but he's here. He's just doing something else. And can we get Hayes on the line, Engineer Sam?
All right, he should be here.
John?
Hayes!
John, hi, John.
Hey.
I'm down. I'm in the LZ.
Oh, good. Okay, perfect. And
is Dom there? Dom and Scuzzmander there?
Hey, what's up?
Hey guys, how's it going? Hey, congrats on the show that I saw on the trades. That's great.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Oh yeah, thank you.
If it even happens,
I love the title, the Scuzzman Scummeth, and I like all the M's in Scummeth. I hadn't seen it spelled with that.
That was
Scuzz, my idea.
Yeah, Scuzzman's pitch.
I said to add one more M.
Well, look, I do want to get right into the. You know, I can sort of feel things heating up here a little bit already. So, I think we should dive right in. Have you kind of explained what's going on? Should I do it?
No, I haven't explained anything. I've just been catching up with my old pals.
All right. So last week. People know we released an episode of your other, that show, Hollywood Masterclass, on our feed.
Yeah, which was a nice, cool thing to do.
And I did it to demonstrate support of the show. I love the show. I'm very happy. I think it's very different from our show. I don't think it dilutes our brand at all, and I think it's worth paying for. So, part of that, I thought, oh, people who listen to our show should listen to this. I think they would like it, even though it is not the exact same show. So, we ran that, and we saw all these comments online,
yes,
of people who got upset because
yes,
we
mistakes.
Gave them something for free that is worth lots of money.
So much, yeah. It's worth a ton of dough. I don't know what one of those subscriptions costs, but whatever it is, it's not enough.
And I had never seen a response. I worried that it was some kind of like coordinated, like some like astroturfing campaign or something. People that are trying to essentially take down the show.
Mm-hmm. And maybe the entire industry.
With their complaints, with their rude complaints.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
it's
basically
like,
yeah, go ahead.
No, but it's like, oh, okay, so here I am, like, I'm somebody who probably works in another industry. Maybe I'm like, own like a copper mine or something. And I'm going, oh no, so much of the money that used to get put into mining copper is being put into these podcasts because the content's so good. So let me get all my friends and all these dummy accounts to do these rude comments and sink the entire industry.
So what? Look, anyway, so what we did, I talked to Sam.
Sam, do you not agree?
Sam was working on this sort of beta stage software technology that can trace people through their internet comments. Like when people, he uses it, I don't know what, I think he uses it for like YouTube and like Instagram and stuff. But it, like basically if you comment on the internet, he can go through your username, trace your IP address, and essentially locate your phone at all times.
That's scary.
So I had him rig that up for some of these comments that we got. And Hayes, I know they're all kind of clustered. Go ahead. Yep, go ahead.
You didn't really acknowledge that Dom said that's scary. You scared Dom with some of that. Can you let him rest assured a little bit that you're basically kind of like almost like Dexter or something?
That I'm – oh, well, yeah. Well, this is Sam's – I mean, I don't want to say Sam is Dexter, but yes, I could be a good Dexter in this scenario, sure. Where what I'm doing is I'm pursuing some of the rudest people who have basically ever been alive. And so what my intention is, so they can't continue attempting to destroy our show with rude comments, is find them and administer an in-person ban, a perma-ban from listening to the show. These things have to be done in person so they really take, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And they almost always do get physical very quickly. They result in the physical either confrontation or some other sort of physical union.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but one way or another, so flesh on flesh.
One way or another, it's going to get very physical very fast. Because a lot of them try to, you know, talk their way out of it, not talk. But,
well, you want to describe how you're dressed? You're in tight cut-off jean shorts. You have like a bandolier of bullets around you like Chewbacca wears.
Yeah.
You have no shirt on. You have a faux hawk, which is very cool.
Like one of those nuclear detox masks.
Mm-hmm.
With the you know, like a plastic screen that I could see through.
Mm-hmm.
The reason for that is this. So I found a lot of these IPs from these rude commenters are clustered in the same location, which I believe is a decommissioned nuclear test site that has been converted into a massive dump for all kinds of garbage, but a lot of electronics that the lithium batteries have exploded.
Okay, and so they've managed to put together a lot of computers out of the exploded lithium batteries, and then is it any coincidence that all of the commenters who would say something rude about our good show where we did this nice thing and for free gave them something that a lot of them had paid for and that is very similar to what they usually get, but it was old instead of the new thing they usually get, and did this good favor for them of giving them this brand new different show that didn't dilute our brand, and they decided, oh, I'm going to be rude about it, and then they all happen to live in frickin' nuclear waste.
Yeah, in this one site. So basically I took I was following the pings on the map. It's kind of near the Four Corners. I think so they can cross state lines. You know, if they make illegal comments in one state, they can cross over easily and do it in another state.
Jurisdiction.
And what I'm seeing here is a lot of these mounds.
The candy bar.
No, this is like, I don't know how to explain this. It's like frontal torpedoes, but the girl's lying down, but it's made of trash. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. I used to live in this place where you're talking about.
Yes, okay. Scuzzman is, yes, okay. So you know a lot of these.
Scuzzman's a success story. He got out.
Yeah, I did. But it called it home for a while. I remember it fondly. Yeah.
Well, tell me if what I'm seeing here is correct. It looks like, just from what I'm taking in here, that these mounds are kind of held together. They've created a kind of spackle out of spit, and it smells like feces.
Mm-hmm.
That this is like what they make these mounds with their own waste products out of the garbage that is. It seems like it's dumped in this place from a plane.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, and Scuzzman is showing me now photos on his phone of planes with a bunch of stuff pouring out, and the POV is it's landing right on him, and then he's got also some selfies of him covered in plane waste.
Yeah,
and he's like laughing and he's eating it all.
Yeah, well, it helped. Yeah, it would help you sleep. and it would get you real fucked up.
Yeah,
but I just want to say, I wasn't part of these like people that you're talking about. I sort of like
you are on the outskirts of even their society.
Yeah, exactly.
This is like a sub cult within the community. Okay, that's good to know because a lot of these people seem very nice.
Mm-hmm. So why don't we have our technical agent here, Chef Kevin, who's cooking up some good Reddit comments and stuff, and he can sort of read you a username and a comment, and then we'll administer an ant wrong to them via physical altercation where you knock on their door and either knock them out or put their ass to sleep with some friggin' deep dickin'.
Hey guys, Chef Kevin here. Okay, so I'm
hey,
on the
Chef Kevin.
Hi Hayes.
Chef Kevin, are you Chef Kevin? Can you read me?
Can you read me?
Okay. Yep. And can you see my location on the map as well as the locations of all the illegal commenters?
Yes, I can see it. You're about one block south, so head north.
Okay. That's two
so
clicks.
Many monitors.
Can we use clicks, please?
Yes, two clicks north. Hayes?
Okay.
Oh, thank God.
That was scary.
Tell me about my first commenter.
Sure. This is from Durant Has Gross Hair. He says, or she, sad, no new, fine because want to seem chill.
Okay. And so she, I think.
Is that the best one?
That's the second best one.
Okay, let's start out. Maybe I'll get that one later. Let's start with like a good one.
Okay, this one is from General Smedley Buttsex. They say boo, hiss,
and that's it, huh?
Yes.
So Smedley Buttsex got promoted
and we're
to
thinking-
general. That's news to me.
Three clicks west.
And what were you going to say, Hayes?
West. Okay. I wasn't going to say anything. Well, maybe Scuzzman can give – do you have any intel on this guy?
I mean, he's a general now. When I knew him, he was more of a colonel.
Yeah.
I think he sounds like a punk.
Very short guy, right?
Very short, like 3 feet.
So he might be hard to find, and he might be like kind of digging around in some of those trash piles you were describing, like a little kind of – mole person.
Yeah, he's wily, and he's he's definitely, he just kind of like travels through the trash.
Now, is this the guy you told me about who eats a bowl of worms and pretends it's spaghetti?
Yes.
Okay, hey, so if you see somebody eating a bowl of worms and pretending it's spaghetti, that might be
okay,
General Smedley Buttsex.
He is eating a bowl of worms that he is pretending, clearly is pretending is spaghetti just from kind of his bib, I guess. It's like a spaghetti bib.
Ah, yeah.
He's got a spoon and fork and rolling it up.
He is very short, but everything from the waist up seems normal, normally proportioned anyway. But everything from there down is like basically a coffee can.
Okay. That's Smedley.
Yep, that's him.
That's the general.
Okay. it's weird that you just describe him as short. I mean, that is true, but it is a little different from that. Okay.
Yeah, the coffee can. Describing him physically, the coffee can, I spaced. His lower half body coffee can. Okay.
The thing that jumps out at me, and I'm looking at a photo of him now on Scuzzman's phone, is like, this guy's not very tall. And part of that's because his lower half below his waist is all just basically a coffee can. It's almost like he's climbing out of it.
Yeah, people think he's a toy
like
on a shelf a lot.
Trying to climb out of it while he keeps eating the spaghetti.
You know, when I knew him, I never noticed the coffee can.
I forgot it was worms.
Yeah, okay, so his ploy is working a little bit because you did call it spaghetti, which I got to say Smedley Buttsex must be thrilled about.
Oh, man.
I can tell how committed he is to it, and that did suck me in as well.
Mm-hmm. Great lesson for actors. So do you want to go ahead and start confronting him physically about this boo, hiss, rude comment that he made?
Yeah, okay, I'm approaching. I have eyes on, and I'm approaching. Can you hear this wind?
Yeah, I'm hearing what sounds like wind. Is that Smedley blowing on you?
Well, because it's not a windy day. I think there's something about the filth coming off of him is hot, and it's creating these kind of a breeze.
Mm-hmm, yeah. His stench comes in gusts, from what I understand.
That's right.
Okay. There's a sign that says to knock on the gate. I'll knock on the gate. What's the name again? General Smedley Budsex?
Mm-hmm.
General Smedley Budsex, I hereby administer you a permaban from listening to Hollywood Handbook for illegal comments. Turn over your phone and your listener's badge immediately. Okay, so what he's doing is he's kind of pogoing around. So this is where I'm going to need some fighting tips.
Okay, so I've got a couple tough white guys here.
Around on the can. Yeah, so they're like, if I could get something from Dom, maybe. He's doing a sort of low bounce in a circle around me, these big bounces.
Okay, and is it going in the same direction in the circle, or is he switching directions every now and then?
He's going in the same direction. Okay, no, he did just switch. He just switched. Now he's going kind of back. Now he's going backwards and forwards. He's getting right in my face, and he's bouncing away again.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
That means he's about to turn up the heat a little bit. So I would say go for a big tackle. Just go for a bit. Just tackle him.
A big tackle.
Big tackle.
Okay, and this is why we brought Dom in. A master tactician and fighter like this. For him to be able to sort of identify, like, oh, this guy's not going to want to get tackled because that knocks him down. You know, that's why you bring in a true pro like that. I'm not above admitting. I wouldn't have come up with that.
Time it to his jumps. When he's in the air, big tackle.
And I understand that you have studied martial arts.
I'm a blue belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Well, maybe going on two decades now.
Yeah.
And I have never really understood why until this moment.
No, I'm your first call when it's like a fighting thing. I'm a tough white guy, and just give him the big tackle, and I think
I think that might knock him down.
Right.
And
I would say once you're down there, box his ears a little.
Oh, okay. That's from the Scuzz Man. He'll know who that's from.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He'll remember the Scuzz Man being
around. Give him a little box to the ears.
Boxing his ears.
He'll know.
Okay, here we go.
Are you doing it?
I've sort of loaded up my energy. And here it goes. Here's my big tackle. Okay. Oh. So what I've done is there's just a coffee can in my arms. I've scooped it off his bottom half, and his bottom half was huge. It was like all stuffed in there, and now it's kind of like unfolding out, and he's getting bigger and bigger. He's enormous, and he's laughing, and he's saying that that was his plan.
Oh no! And okay. So you've essentially freed him. What I can gather now from what you're describing is he had maybe a gypsy curse put on him. I don't know if that's a word we can use, but he had a curse from a person of Romanian descent put on him, where his giant lower half is to pin down one country that does the curses. So then. That he now was trapped inside that coffee can. You freed him, and now he has his power back. And Scuzzman is showing me some photos of him as just a colonel when they were kids, and he is the length of 3 football fields.
Oh, yeah. When I said he's short, I only meant he's short when he's in the coffee can. You cannot remove his coffee can.
Yeah,
that is a recipe for disaster.
I definitely did not see that coming. And
No. Did you go for a big tackle or just tackle?
It was huge. It was a huge tackle.
That's
and now
too
he's
big,
laughing though. At that. I think he knows that it was your idea, and he doesn't think it was a good suggestion.
Okay. Well, now his legs. He's got super long legs, right? And he's tall.
Yeah, they're very long and also super fat.
Okay, and so Hayes, what I might say is, you should run away and find another commenter.
Yeah, because you notified him. No need to really finish. Oh my God, he's running so fast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, good.
So I'll come back. I'll come back to that one. Maybe there.
We'll
be
get
another,
him on the way back.
Maybe
yeah.
he'll get another curse put on him. In the meantime, on the way back, he might get cursed again.
Yeah. Also, he's probably filling himself up back into the coffee can.
And the curse could come from a witch, a warlock.
Of it, any of any of this. Yeah, okay, yes.
They could be freaking Spanish. So all right. That's all good, and no one's mad. So let's get in here and really get down to business. And Kevin, why don't you hit me with a comment from a Reddit user who really needs to get banned?
Sure. This one is from Spinazism. They say, yeah, and I can only imagine how exhausting it must be to spend an hour in a studio with your friends with no show prep.
Okay, I see this guy. I have eyes on this guy already. I can tell because he's looking down at his dick. He doesn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Was he able to find it?
Where it is. Yeah, he's having trouble finding it, and when he does, he has no idea what to do with it, is what I'm seeing here.
Okay, yeah. Do you know this guy, Scuzzman?
This guy's just staring at his dick all the time.
Or he's staring in the general direction of it, going like
where it should be.
He's going, I hope I find it, but if I do, what the fuck would I even do? I have no idea.
Yeah, he wouldn't. He's one of the angriest, saddest people there.
Can I ask another question about this? Just to make sure I have the right one. Does he got zits?
Zits?
Yeah, he got zits.
Face is covered in acne. Is he doing the little like toddler cry thing where he's like, like crying but like trying not to?
Oh yeah, that's...
yes. It seems like that he's trying to be brave, but he is actually being a huge baby.
That's that guy, for sure.
Wow. Okay. How do I fight this guy?
Oh God, I mean. Someone like a guy like this is not going to muster up much.
Should be pretty easy. I would just,
Maybe walk up to him and kind of blow gently on him, and then he'll just kind of topple over.
Okay.
And then you can just kind of stand on his chest.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me hit him with the permaban. He's just pawing around down there. Spinazism.
And that's
Spinazism.
The guy.
Really
and
that's funny.
That's the guy who gets the free show every week, and then he's mad. That one week there wasn't one, and he's so mad that when some people go like, well, maybe they needed a break, he goes like, no, they don't get a break. It's too easy to make the fucking show. That's Spinozism. And he can't find his fucking dick, and he wouldn't know what to do with it if he did find it, if he did have one. And he's crying like a baby, and he throws up when he
He's got up, going to go over here, and, okay. Spinozism. You are permabanned from listening to Hollywood Handbook. Disable your phone. Never, ever comment illegally or otherwise on any of our boards again. Mm-hmm. We are your enemies now, and if you listen to us, we will punish you.
And ask him if he thinks it took any show prep to get his fucking comment all loaded up. And no, his
username. I would
username.
Ask him, he is already trying to suck me off.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I had just started talking.
And he just immediately went for it? He just immediately kind of like lunged for it?
Don't let him do it.
Silly.
Be careful, because I heard that when he does actually get into any kind of physical contact with someone who he's secretly in love with, that he freaking gets so nervous he throws up all over him. And then he freaking goes home to his mom and he cries, and then his mom goes, I can't even believe that you're my son. I wish that you never existed. And then he goes like, no, don't say that, Mom. And then she beats him up. And then he tries
to
suck her off.
Okay, I just watched that entire scenario play out.
You watched that play out?
Yes, as you were, by the time you started saying it, it had already happened.
Oh, no. That's too bad.
Wow.
I almost feel bad permanently banning him.
I was expecting to feel like really tough, like a tough white guy doing this.
Yeah,
but
I was.
I was happy to feel like some strong,
tough white guys. But then, what's really been happening is the one guy was just too big. We shouldn't have touched that coffee.
It's just
can.
A whole can of worms.
Too and big. Then this guy actually was kind of sad.
I can see him over. He's still getting bigger. I can see him over there.
Yeah, he's getting so big that you didn't actually run away from him. So that sucks. And then this one. I feel kind of sad, and I'm like, maybe we should undo the ban, because, like, even just looking at his comment, it's like, really, that's the comment you want to leave? Like, maybe it's just your life is tough enough and you should be able to listen to the show.
Yeah, it's like, I like this thing so much, I'm going to shit on the
should
people.
Should we unban him when he stops sucking off his mom?
Do you know what I think is probably the best thing to do is to just glass this place? Because Kevin's got a whole, he's got a drone strike set up. I'm thinking we just hit it until we turn this place to glass. You know what I mean?
Okay, Hayes, and we do only have like 2 minutes left. So do you want to freaking glass the whole zone?
No, I know. That's part of my reasoning. I don't have all day to do this either, so I say we glass them. Can we just read some of the other comments of the usernames before we just waste these people?
Okay, Kevin, hit us with the freaking rapid fire.
This is Han Solo Bolo. I just worked through Hollywood Masterclass, and this is actually kind of a bummer. I look forward to HH all week.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Banned on username alone.
Okay.
He was don't even, the comment is not
didn't even need a comment. I hear the username's Han Solo Bolo. You're permaban, man. You're glass.
Turn him to glass.
A dry ice factory. Lucas Scion. A bunch of people talking about Off Book, a new podcast, and the 500th Comedy Bang Bang. All of you guys.
Unbelievable.
Okay, so they're all
on
toast.
Our thread.
Yeah.
On Scroll our thread.
Scroll up to the top and look at the picture. Sorry, you're dead.
Okay, so Kevin's launching the drone strike, and then Scuzzman, where can we find you online?
I just got to get in my my prop plane. Hang on, I just got to spin the propeller.
Oh, you can find me at Scuzzbus, as usual, on Twitter.
And I'm Scuzzbus Jr. on Twitter.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf production. Executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.